This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us, you're going to be going to your phone calls coming up in the next segment. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. The big story up on Infowars.com is the same big story up on DrudgeReport.com. She keeps losing. How come she is winning? Superdelegates are rebelling, saying, look, Hillary, it's okay for the popular vote to count. That's what's supposed to happen. And you shouldn't be getting the delegates when you're losing these states. And the media shouldn't keep calling you the winner. So the same thing that happened with Cruz trying to steal things from Trump is they tried to give us that idea that that was okay, but the public didn't buy it. And so now they've gotten to the point where they're demonizing Drudge and they're having the head of the security, the Federal Election Commission, come out and say that she got threats after she tried to regulate Drudge. That's a quote. So first, they didn't want to regulate the internet. They didn't want to regulate free speech. They didn't want to regulate the written word. They didn't want to regulate books and publications and newspapers. But now they do. Now they do. This is how horrible these people are. And are you surprised that out of billions of people on the internet worldwide, she probably got some legitimate threats? You're a public figure trying to get rid of free speech, lady. The British tried that with the colonies, and there was a war over it. They also tried to take the guns. It was called 1776. When there's 4th of July and you're sitting out in your big mansion or whatever with all the looted, you know, money from all your insider buddies, that's what the hot dogs and hamburgers and explosions are, is simulations of Fort Sumter and other forts under attack. That's what the Star Spangled Banner is about. Oh, so can you see. As I butcher that. Oh, say, can you see? In fact, can somebody bring me the Star Spangled Banner so I can... I got it pretty much memorized, but I'll bungle or bumble some of it. Maybe we should just get some beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner and then play that for her so she understands what the bombs bursting in air means. But still, through the night, our flag was still there, being bombarded by the British fleet. Oh, so can you see the Star Spangled Banner. Do you understand that, lady? I mean, you come to take everything we've got. You tell us we have no free speech. We're bitter clingers. We can't have our Bible. We can't have our guns. All we can do is deliver our five-year-olds to you to learn how they're boys to learn dresses, and if they're girls, to put on boys' outfits, and how to get Janet Reno haircuts, or how to, you know, the new Ken dolls look like Rachel Maddow, and the boy dolls, I mean, I guess they're going to look like Mary Poppins. I mean, we're just little Legos here for you to arrange however you want. We have no destiny. We have no consciousness. You're just obsessed with planet tranny and people that aren't even hating you. I don't think about such. I don't care. You're just constantly hopping around, you know, declaring our children belong to you, foaming at the mouth. And then Drudge wants to link to Hillary speeches, you know, where she's saying she's going to get our guns, and you don't want that political speech. You say it's political that she wants our guns and that we don't want to be disarmed, so we can't show people what she said. It's just like separation church and state. That's in a letter from Thomas Jefferson about not having a state-run religion, which I totally agree with Jefferson. But they misrepresent it to Christians and say Jefferson wants to ban your churches and your free speech. No, Congress shall make no law. He helped write the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's the first half of the First Amendment. Then of the press and the people to assemble and all the rest of it. Okay? So they have no jurisdiction. And they have no jurisdiction over my speech. They can claim political money to a candidate has some type of regulation. But see, now that's down to my speech writing an article saying Hillary Clinton is a demonic mobster pig and an enemy of this country, bought off by the Gulf states, supporting the suppression of women worldwide.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're live. We're into the second hour. Thank you for joining us. Wide open phones, 800-259-9231. Well, we covered probably 80 stories last hour. I did a pretty good job, I think, overall. Played a lot of clips. I'm going to play more clips and analyze them right now, then go right to your phone calls and then more news. After I take a couple rounds of calls, I'm going to actually get to these videos. Video on InfoWars.com and PresentPlanet.com right now. A Paul Joseph Watson article, Muslim scholar celebrates extinction of blue-eyed, blonde-haired Germans. So we have a video of the Green Party and other Muslim leaders getting up saying, yay, get rid of the white people. This is wonderful. I mean, this is the biggest line of racism I've ever heard, and it just shows what leftist brainwashing does to people. And I'll be honest, I've always been an inclusive, very open person, but when folks are running around saying this openly, it gets old. And a lot of folks that, quote, aren't white, but also a lot of them are white, they just are so out of their minds, they think it's normal to say whites are inherently bad. So that's coming up. 80% of Brits would be happy to quit Russia. 80% of Brits would be happy to quit UK for Russia after Putin offers free land. That's a real story. We're going to get to that. Italy set the double baby bonus to fight birth rate apocalypse. No-go areas. Huge increase in attacks on police in Sweden by the wonderful radical jihadis that have been brought in mass. But before I do that and go to your phone calls, I want to play a couple of these clips here. I already played Hillary saying, don't worry, I'm going to get your guns. And I'm going to stack the Supreme Court when I win, and we're going to take the guns, and promising to do so. Let's play a clip of Nancy Pelosi, another mob boss. I mean, she is mafia, folks. Look into her. And went to Congress with no money, worth hundreds of millions now. I mean, just a monstrous creature. And she says, I guarantee Trump will not be president here today, gone tomorrow. That's the same thing the actor George Clooney says, because he hates women, because he doesn't want to bring Muslims in. I mean, just upside down world. Let's go ahead and play Nancy Don Carleone Pelosi.
You know what? He's not going to be president. He is not. Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
All right. All right.
And hopefully, and I'm certain it will happen when we have our nominee, whoever she may be.
Right.
She will take the debate to a higher plane. And nobody, you would never stoop to his
higher
level
because plane.
That's not who we are. When people complain about Donald Trump talking about Mexicans, talking about Muslims, talking about women and all the rest, that's what we hear every day in the Congress, and not in private, in committee, on the floor, in press conferences. If you put side by side what some of our members have said, important members, chairs of committees and the rest, he's a here today, gone tomorrow candidate for president.
Oh, that's enough.
They have had.
I mean, if we had 40 million Americans in Mexico waving American flags, the Mexicans would flip out. Even if it was Americans bringing money and jobs. But we're getting mainly poor people in. We're collapsing. We're going bankrupt. The multinationals are doing this. It's not racist to say we can't have 10,000 women coming in every week from China to have their babies for free. And then even, quote, wealthy Chinese come here. Because why should you have a $30,000, $40,000 birth here for free? Even rich people come here because we're such a joke. Because the globalists know taxpayers are paying for it all, and they're collapsing us by design. And then she sits there and turns it into, we're going to a higher plane. Like the Lolita Express with a convicted pedophile with Clinton flying around with little kids? I mean, up at 33,000 feet where nobody can save them? At 30,000 feet, no one can hear you scream. And on Pedo Island, no one can hear you scream when that weird, undead zombie Bill Clinton walks into the bedroom. We got to get weaponized against these people. We can't back down. We got to go all the way against these enemies of the Republic. Let's go ahead now and go to another clip. Here's Bill Clinton talking like Donald Trump on immigration in 1996.
One of these areas is the problem of illegal immigration.
We have to stop the inflow of illegals coming into our country.
This administration has taken a strong stand to stiffen the protection of our borders.
We will build a wall. It will do what it's supposed to do. Keep illegal immigrants out.
We are increasing border controls by 50%.
We're going to have a border. It's going to be a real border. We have a country. We have to have borders.
We are increasing inspections to prevent the hiring of illegal immigrants. And tonight I announce I will sign an executive order to deny federal contracts to businesses that hire illegal immigrants.
What are we going to do about illegal hiring?
You can be very, very strong. It could be a huge financial penalty. It could be beyond
a financial penalty. One of these guys
penalty.
In your...
Is that
the magnet?
That with E-Verify and with...
Oh, and are you for it?
I'm for it.
We should honor every legal immigrant here working hard to be a good citizen, but we are also a nation of laws.
We have a country. We have to have laws. We either have a country or we don't.
Now, you can just type in Mexico, the worst on immigrants, Mexico, the hardest on illegals, 6 months to 1 year hard labor. If you've got credit cards and ID, they call your family in Guatemala or wherever and try to shake money out of you. And then they also will torture the illegals or even Mexican citizens to find out if they're hiding illegals or if they're illegals to shake money out of them. And that's what Mexico does to its own people. It does it to tourists that go out of the tourist zones. I mean, warning to Americans, folks. If you're going to Mexico, there's four or five cities you can go to now and a few other zones, but you better not go into the other areas because you'll be shaken down. And that's a fact. Like, don't go to North Korea. It's dangerous. And Mexico is degenerating. And I don't take pleasure in that. Believe me, if there was a safer country around here, I'd be getting out of here. I mean, this country, I don't think you can fix it at some levels. We, those of us that don't want to be slaves can start saying no to the system and try to create communities based on freedom. And I guess migrate to states that are, you know, not going to go along with this. But we are in the hands of really, really evil people, folks. Now, let's go ahead and go to another clip that I want to break down here. And that's dealing with what's happening with Joy Behar. I've been on her show before, both The View and on her CNN show. She's a pretty nice lady behind the scenes. Don't blame Hillary for Bill unless you blame Melina for Trump's sexual harassment. That is such a horrible statement. Melina has only been married to him, what is it, or Melania for, I don't know, 10 years or whatever. I can't pronounce any names, including my own. Sorry, folks. No teleprompter. And Hillary was there politically going after these women and saying they were liars actively. And Clinton settled rape cases and got caught engaged in perjury. We're talking about Trump asking women out when he wasn't married and Trump telling an old girlfriend 30 years ago in the 80s she was overweight. And now that's been recanted by the girlfriend. So it's apples and oranges. Yes, if she was defending Trump years after he settled rape cases and she was political, then you could criticize her. But she hasn't done that yet, and Donald Trump hasn't done anything. So this is how they've scrambled reality. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Is he guilty of sexual harassment when he yes. accuses Bill Clinton often of sexual harassment?
Okay, that's another thing. You know what? They're going to bring up Bill Clinton. When he gets accused of all of this, he brings up Bill Clinton. Okay, Bill Clinton's a dog also. What does that have to do with Hillary Clinton? Well, are we going to ask are we going to blame Melania for this piece in the Times?
Well, you'd have
okay,
to go,
so don't
maybe,
go after
you'd
Hillary.
Have to perhaps go
Melania hasn't covered anything up because Donald Trump hasn't done anything. Just because you write a 16-page article about how he would go to cocktail parties and ask good-looking women out or ask them what they like to do for fun. I mean, what man hasn't done that before they were married or after they were married? But see, being normal is freakazoid nowadays. I want to go to your phone calls. We're going to do that when we come back from this break. But first, I want to play the ex who was misquoted as saying that he said she was fat once, and that was just the end of the world. This is Ms. Lane talking about the fact that he was a gentleman on Fox.
I did not have a negative experience with Donald Trump, mm-hmm. and I don't appreciate them making it look like that I was saying that it was a negative experience.
You knew him very well, right? You dated him for several months?
That's correct. Yes. And he was never made me feel like I was being demeaned in any way. He never offended me in any way. He was very gracious. I saw him around all types of people, all types of women. He was very kind, thoughtful, generous. He was a gentleman.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that have known Donald Trump, not just Stone, for 30, 40 years. And they just say the guy is so nice. Unless you mess with him, that it's just wild. In fact, even the brash guy you see on The Apprentice and stuff was an exaggeration of Trump. And he just treats women so good. So good. But he also doesn't put up with any crap. Zero from women. Zero. Totally nice to him. Best houses, flying around the world, caviar, you know, the best exercise, you know, the best transportation, the best homes, everything. Treated like princesses. But he doesn't put up with any baloney. And so that's supposedly a bad thing. That's supposedly an evil thing. That's supposedly a horrible thing. But I've talked to some people that work for Trump, and they just say, if you're a hard worker, do a good job. He is so loyal. His whole organization is loyal. But the minute you do sideways stuff, you're gone. And the amount of money he gives to charity behind the scenes is reportedly staggering. And everybody's heard about the stories he never talked about deformed kids of staff of his or people that stopped when his limousine was broken down and helped give him a jump. So he paid off their, what was it, like $400,000 house mortgage. I mean, Trump is a wild man. And they don't like him because of the fact that he's for real. As best I can tell, folks, Donald Trump is for real. He wants to be the turnaround expert that helps the American people help him turn this country around. And the reason it's so easy is globalism is designed to make us bankrupt and dependent and controlled. All you do is turn off globalism, and our nation state will explode. The United States until 1913 on average had a 10.2% growth rate. They call 3% overheating now. And that's with cooked numbers. So they want us poor. Donald Trump doesn't.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
She walks like an angel.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel.
Talks like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise. Hillary Clinton is an absolute demon, not in disguise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. That's what's scary is we know how evil these people are. And then they just invert reality. You can take the speeches of Trump And they're word for word what Clinton and others said, because it's common sense, but the Clintons didn't act on what they did. And that's my biggest concern, is that Trump wouldn't act on what he says he'll do. And I think he's for real. I think that's why they're so scared of him, because they wouldn't be scared of him if he wasn't for real. They'd love it. We're going to find out. I know that. I want to go to your phone calls, and coming up, EU chief calls Boris Johnson's EU Nazi comparison absurd. That's the front runner for the British prime ministership right now, former mayor of London. Well, there's a good video up on Infowars.com where David Knight breaks it down. The Texit, or the Texas exit, eight reasons for Texas secession. My biggest reason, and I want to keep the republic together, but if our country's totally run by globalists and already gone and under multinational subdivision and receivership, then we've got to just try to keep some part of America alive. And then we just announced Texas is what's left, and a few other states and others that want to be somewhat free market, not suicidal, and join us. I mean, you know, that's one way, is to have the states pull out of the federal government because it's illegitimate. And a lot of scholars are saying that now. I mean, we're really under global receivership, in their own words. We've been maneuvered into rack and ruin. The whole world is unraveling into hell. The wealthiest area of Spain voted like 89% to leave 6 months ago. Remember that? In Catalonia. Catalan, beautiful place. I've been there. And the central government said, you can't leave. Well, what do you do when 89% say we're not playing ball anymore? It's game over. I don't care what you say or what you do. You cannot stop the people. And so they're having referendums to just pull out. I mean, what's Spain going to do? Roll tanks in? They don't even have an industry now because of the environmental regulations. The whole country's shutting down. And Catalan doesn't want to do it. They don't want to commit suicide with you. Steve, Manny, John, Cody, and many others are going to you right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Maryland. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to get your take on Trump meeting with Kissinger. We know who Kissinger is. And I don't want to look at this from the standpoint that Trump's not doing what he's going
to
do.
Well, it's okay to criticize Trump about it. Go ahead. I mean, go ahead. Give us your take. It's all right.
I just don't see the benefit in this. And I was hoping to get your take on it because you study this stuff. You understand it. And I'm just trying to get another viewpoint on this.
Well, we've got a story up on Infowars.com with the headline, Oops, Trump's meeting with Kissinger. Kissinger is one of the top globalists in the world. He's kind of fading like David Rockefeller is. Zbigniew Brzezinski is pretty much in charge at many levels, advising the globalists for my research. Jane Baker's still a big kingmaker. And he's met with Richard N. Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's in the top 20. He met last week in Houston at his law firm. Trump did with James Baker, who's still high-powered, and now he's meeting with Kissinger. And it's, Trump to meet with Kissinger for foreign policy advice, Steve Watson. Face-to-face session comes after weeks of phone conversations. If Trump didn't meet with them, they'd come after him that much hardcore. After he met with Haass, Haass came out and attacked him a week later, and Trump didn't change his rhetoric. He got more nationalistic, more anti-globalist. Trump has not changed his rhetoric after he met last week with James Baker. So I don't care if he meets with these people, but I do care if he changes his rhetoric and then changes his actions. I personally have had Rothkopf, the second command to Kissinger, the head of the Kissinger Group, on when he was the head of the Kissinger Group. He came on the show, and John Harmon heard it during the breaks. I said, you know I'm Alex Jones, right? And he's like, oh, we know who you are, but I thought you wanted to talk to me and be sold on this. You're a smart guy. You know, you ought to be involved. You ought to come to some of our meetings. And I kept chewing him out for 30 minutes, and at the end of it, he said, I'll never talk to you again. I can't believe you're so stupid, and hung up. So I've been in meetings with CEOs. I've had the globalists invite me to things when I'm already somewhere. A lot of times I'll be in L.A. or New York or London, and the phone rings here at the office, and they say, such and such wants to meet with you in private. And so I've gone and met with some pretty high-powered folks. Usually it's gopher level, right below a Kissinger, right below a Baker. I've met with presidents and CEOs of media companies, so I've been at the top of those. And, man, they give you a New World Order global government speech, and I tell them, listen, I hear all how it's a great idea, but really it's for centralized control and eugenics. And they'll just say, Alex, you're a smart guy. You really should be with us. But they know I'm a journalist, and if I ever blow confidence in one of these private meetings, I'll never get those type of informations again. So that's why I don't come out and, you know, say the specifics of what went on. But they hold their cards close to their vest, too. But, I mean, I've had them, just like Mark Dyson in a meeting with the media head, and he said, look, let's just worship Lucifer together, Mark. I've had them do that with me, too. I mean, these people are freaks, folks. I'm going to come back to you, Steve. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification and support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going right back to your calls. Then I'm getting into situation in Europe with the radical Muslims demanding full control of everything, running around intimidating everybody, beating people up, shutting down bars, attacking women wearing miniskirts, and the police are defending it, and the leftists and the green parties are defending it with pleasure. They want to dominate culture, they want control, and they've got their bully boys. That'll do it. And they mean business. So coming up, top imam, Muslim migrants should breed with Europeans to conquer their countries. That's an article from months ago by Paul Watson. The latest one actually gets into all of this, and it is pretty incredible where they say we'll get rid of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. Muslim scholar celebrates extinction of blue-eyed, blonde-haired Germans. That's coming up in a moment. First off, I'm not going to belabor this, but I'm talking to the listeners that have heard the show and heard me talk about iodine deficiency and heard me talk about the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine. The list goes on and on. Your glands, like the thyroid, but not just the thyroid, get filled with the bad halogens that they admit cause all sorts of medical problems, cancer, you name it, and fry your hormone endocrine systems. If it's not a chemical weapon, boy, it should be. And they know. Harvard admits fluoride lowers IQ, causes thyroid cancer, bone cancer. Just check it out for yourself. Well, what blocks it? Because your body won't absorb this into your glands if you've got good iodine. Most people have massive iodine deficiencies because even some of the iodine in food is bound to other metals and other chemicals. We have pure iodine. It's like 99999999. Deep earth comes from purple crystals that if you drop one on the ground, like the movie Alien, it burns through the ground like five floors. It doesn't burn chromatic stuff. But it burns everything else. We have video of it in a Petri dish with just normal heat under it. It turns into purple gas. You think I Love Jeannie's about to fly out the top. That's why it's so pure. It doesn't come from the ocean. It's not bound to salt. It's not bound to other heavy metals. It's totally pure, totally clean. And your body just slurps it up right into the cells. And it's changed my life the last 3.5 years I've been taking it. It is very inexpensive. InfoWarsLife.com. Couple drops over the tongue, couple drops in water every day. It is amazing. Consult your physician before you take it. Because if your thyroid's already full of garbage and about to, you know, melt down anyways, you know, I guess hypothetically you could have some issues, you know. Not with this, but because of where you were already at. So consult your physician. It says that on the bottle. But without iodine, you die. Consult your physician before you breathe oxygen as well, just from the air. I'm serious. Well, before you walk, consult the physician. Before you eat green peas, before you get 1 hour of sunshine, just the nanny state loves you, okay? Just don't buy Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. No, seriously, it's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. We have a patented system that Dr. Krupp got from the Russians to do this. It is amazing. The gas is injected live time into a very complex process into organic palm oil. And it's super active. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're doing the sale one more day and it's over. Food sale's over. But one more day on the Anthroplex that is a male enhancement for energy, strength, libido. But I don't know why we put male, because it's just as good for females, Dr. Grimm says. It's got a lot of the herbs that are in super male vitality. They're organic, but they're dry herbs. So it isn't as hard to produce. It isn't as expensive. And super male is very affordable, but it's so hard to get all the time. The wet herbs, that it's sold out half the time. So we have a basically dry version that's about half the price, and I think it's almost as good. Some people say it's even better. The point is, look out when you take this. Talk to your physician again, because if I take two of these, I'm like a Tyrannosaurus. Well, I'm more than that, to quote Jesse Ventura. What's he saying, Predator? He's chewing tobacco. He says, this stuff will make you a sexual Tyrannosaurus. Well, that's not why I take it, but dramatic effects is what people normally notice in a day or two, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Regardless, you can't lose because you're funding the hardcore broadcast. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. And you get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. You can cancel anytime. We've got 19 different products now at InfoWarsLife.com. And then, of course, we have over 1,000 products total at InfoWarsStore.com, from Olan Lave t-shirts to Hillary for Prison t-shirts to you name it. By the way, we did a hashtag handcuffs for Hillary, Joe Biggs did, with Leanne McAdoo and Pat Riley, one of our latest additions here at the office, longtime friend of mine. And we sold out of almost every size over the weekend. But good news, we didn't take them down and say that they were backordered, because I don't count it as backordered when the truck is on its way right now from the factory on the East Coast where these are made, right here in America, to Austin. And so it should be here tomorrow. So they are not sold out, just in time. A 4.9 rating on these shirts. Hillary for President on the front, 2016 on the back, in red, Legalize Freedom, InfoWars.com. And it's causing a phenomenon of people meeting like-minded people on the street. It's causing a phenomenon at Trump rallies, other liberty-based rallies, where 1 in 10, 1 in 5 now are wearing the shirts. It's causing a huge phenomenon. And it's helping fund this operation to cover Bilderberg, to cover the RNC, the DNC, to have our reporters in the field around the country every day and around the world. That is expensive, but newsmaking and is giving the people eyes and ears out there. We also have the Make America Free hat triple pack, where you can buy them individually. I don't know if it's a ripoff of Trump, but it's made in America by the same manufacturer. And it says Make America Free Again. And on the back it says Infowars.com with a Molon Labe snake on there. The Don't Tread on Me snakey. So this is a hat I love. Turns a lot of heads. Meet a lot of like-minded people. Infowarsstore.com for that as well. Okay, let's now go right back to the caller. Stephen, if folks just joined us, you called in and said Trump has been talking some to Kissinger on the phone, and now he's going to meet with him in person. If Kissinger comes out and endorses Trump, I will be very troubled by that, because it'll show that they're trying to get close to him. Now, if they think they can't defeat him, they may try to cozy up to be close to him so he trusts them, so they can insert somebody in there like George Herbert Walker Bush with Reagan. But if I see Trump back off his stances, or if I see him not deliver on his promises, then I will turn against Donald Trump. But I think the fact that he's trying to be the president of the U.S., he's got to meet with the foreign policy wonks who've run this country for decades, or they will kill him. And a lot of these gangsters work like that. If you meet with them and at least treat them with respect, they may not kill you right away. But if you don't know that Henry Kissinger is a major dangerous gangster, you're crazy. So quite frankly, if I was Donald Trump, I would meet with Haas. I would meet with Kissinger. I would meet with all of them, and I'd tell them, you've done a lot of really bad things. You've sold out America to this global government. It's not working, even if you're for it. I believe nationalism is the way to go, and the people are not going to go along with your plan anymore. And so you need to realize that if you just back off, you can keep your wealth. If you don't back off, you're going to end up, you know, getting arrested down the road because you're trying to set up such authoritarian systems. The same message I give the globalists every day here. And I've had the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, the direct minion, the number two, the mini-me, the baby evil of Kissinger, try in front of John Harmon. John, if you're in there, turn your mic on. You're up in Minnesota because you were there when he was on 9 years ago for 45 minutes. You were there during the break. So what did Rothkopf say to me during the breaks?
If I recall correctly, he was just basically trying to recruit you. He said something along the lines like, you aren't going to win this thing and you should just join us. And, I mean, it was pretty blatant. And you were just, are you kidding me? Like, is this really happening? So.
And that went on for, what, like three breaks? And he said, look, you're part of the super class. You're the top conspiracy guy that, you know, our opposition. You're challenging our worldview. You're challenging our narrative. Same thing that Rove had said about history's actors. And he was just basically saying, you can have your place in this, but you've got to, under the table, join us. And what did he say from memory? Because I know you were listening. You were blown away. And you actually came on air and talked about it. And it wasn't off record. He didn't say this is off record. That's why I even said, hey, you know, my board op's listening right now. You're talking to the studio. And he's like, ah, whatever. You're just too dumb to understand that. What else did you hear him say?
I mean, that was pretty much the gist of it. I mean, it happened so long ago. But, yeah, he was trying to recruit you. And it was for real. I couldn't believe it. And, I mean, some of the conversations that happened off the air during the breaks are the most hardcore things on the show. And, yeah, it's supposed to be in confidence or whatever. But, it's moments like that I wish we were recording our off-air conversations. But, yeah, he was trying to recruit you.
Rothkopf couldn't believe that he was, like, inviting me to come up to New York and inviting me to, I'm just, oh, yes, let me immediately join the New World Order. But, see, Glenn Beck's going to meet with Zuckerberg. See, he gets the calls. He is on it. And that's why he went on TV two weeks ago and said, I've got the guy that did American Idol and Oreos working for me. I've got establishment with me. Folks don't want the establishment. Not in the end game. I mean, you don't sell out to these people and go anywhere now. This is a bad idea.
And that's what they're betting on, that, you know, you should just sell out because you can't beat them. And it's messed up. Yeah.
Well, I can't sell out to an elite that keeps getting caught on airplanes with little kids. I mean, it'd be one thing if it was Boss Hogg stuff and they were nationalistic and pro-gun and didn't have it out for the family and, you know, there was some other corrupt group trying to take over the government, so I sided with some other group that still did some bad stuff, you know. inside contracts or something. I'm being totally honest. I would try to reform it from within. I don't support stuff like that, but I would not be fighting, risking my life, saying things and doing things that are very dangerous. I wouldn't be going all out every day if this didn't absolutely mean the death of freedom if these people win. I mean, they are so bad, folks, you cannot join with them. So when I sit up there and say I'll never sell out, it is because I'm a good guy and I have moral values. But at the same time, I wouldn't be in an all-out 110% fight if these people weren't pure evil. That's my view. Because a lot of folks say, why don't you just compromise? You can get more done on the inside. No, you can't. No, you can't compromise with these people. They're eugenicists. They're globalists. They have it out for the general public. They're evil. Does that answer your question, Stephen?
Yes, and for me, this kind of ties into the Hillary and the Second Amendment attack. I live in Maryland. In order to buy a handgun, you have to take a class, which is 4 hours. Then you have to wait 30 days to get that HQL in the mail. Then you can go purchase the gun. Then you have to wait 8 days after purchasing that gun in order to come back and pick it up because you need a cooldown period. So gun control does not work because, as we all know, Baltimore is right up there with the rest of them. D.C., right up there with the rest of them. And you can't even buy a gun in D.C. So for me, this is just part of the bigger picture. It's a piece of it for me. And I understand where you're coming from. So thanks.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. We know Trump's the best of the field. I don't go for lesser of evils, but he is a populist. He's anti-globalist. What he's saying won't be dialed back. It's damaging. That's why I think he's real. But regardless, we don't just stop there. We start at the states, the local levels. We fight at every front. We fight with the decisions we make of what media we support, what grocery stores we support, what stores we support. We aggressively live our lives to build up independent Americana, liberty-based systems. John in Ohio, then we've got Manny in Mass and Victor in Florida, and Cody in South Carolina. Cody's been holding the longest. Then I'll go to Manny. Cody in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Jones, pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
I'm just a little fired up. You got to talking about the Palmo Cake Baker scandal for Whole Foods. Now I just want to comment and say that what you and your team have been reporting on the past couple of years with these cultural fascists taking over society, absolutely spot on target. I'm a recent college graduate from Clemson University down here in South Carolina. I think they did your Tangy Tangerine study with the cancer cells in the stomach. But anyways, we're actually being invaded right now by social justice warriors, and they're,
Oh, yeah, their new business is to sue people for their free speech. For those that don't know, pastor to drop lawsuit against Whole Foods over anti-gay slur on cake. You have to read to the bottom of the article in the Austin American Statesman, also all the other stations, to learn that they have the surveillance footage of him leaving with the cake over the register and over the bakery without the word fag on it. And now he's, quote, apologized, but didn't say he did it. He wants them to drop their lawsuit against him. Again, but then the leftists won't even admit it was a false flag staged event. It should be, man tried to frame Whole Foods in part of social justice warrior jihad. But no, they won't give you a real headline, will they?
No, not at all. And here at Clemson, we're kind of coming under fire from these social justice warriors for having one of our founders back in 1889 was a white supremacist. We're a Reconstruction state, and there's that in our culture. It's in our history, unfortunately. But they capitalized on this fact, and it's a big scandal. Somebody actually hung a bunch of bananas on an African American history sign on campus, and everybody lost their minds. It was insane. So Black Lives Matter did a huge protest on campus for about a week, and I was like, I listen to you a lot for the past 4 years. And exactly what you said, it's usually an inside job. So I got to investigating. Turns out, word on the street, the bananas were hung by a black guy. Surprise, surprise. So out of this, what do they get? They got a bunch of attention, a bunch of protests on campus.
Sure, let's expand on that. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I never heard, except in liberal media, the stuff about watermelon and fried chicken. That's what people eat in the South. I mean, I grew up at grandma's house or when my parents were having a party with watermelon and fried chicken. You go to a fried chicken place in any city, there's white people, black people, Hispanics. It's super delicious. It's super fattening. I mean, it's crazy now. And then Bill Clinton, who I hate and who is a racist and who did all the minimum sentencing and all this, doesn't matter. He was in, what was it, Alabama, was called to a church to do a public, feed deal, and they had fried chicken at it, and they said he was racist. There's nothing racist about fried chicken. There it is. Bill Clinton visits. Oh, it was Kentucky. I was going from memory. Literally serves fried chicken to black people. Well, I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, everybody eats fried chicken. It's crazy, but see, Northerners don't. So that's where all this fried chicken watermelon thing comes from, is black people moved from the South to the North in the last 100 years and brought that with them, and Northerners thought chitlins and all this other food was weird, and so it got had an African connotation. Well, that's just what people in the South eat. I grew up eating collard greens, and I grew up eating fried chicken, and I grew up eating gizzards, and I grew up eating pig's feet, and I grew up eating corn on the cob, and I grew up eating beans and cornbread. Cornbread and iced tea took the place of pills in 42. It's actually pills and 100 proof, but the point is that this is the mindless garbage. We're all losing our rights. We're all losing our basic liberties. We're all going under global government, and we're obsessing over fried chicken and watermelon. And it's such oppressive brainwashing that when I get a watermelon at the grocery store and put it in my cart, or I'm frying chicken, now everything has this connection that I'm... It's mind control. I appreciate your call. It's absolute, total mind control. I fry chicken probably once a month, folks. I get a bunch of fresh organic chicken, shove it in some, I just love it. Bread it up, pow. Has nothing to do with what color I am. It's crazy town. But it's just like people in the North think everybody's riding horses and is racist and, you know, and that we don't even have cars here in the South. NASA is based here. The superconducting super colliders, the nuclear reactors. There's more technology in the South than in the North. I mean, it's just brainwashing. By the way, I love Northerners. It's all this divide and conquer garbage. We'll be back. Stay with us.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
By the way, the Washington Post is reporting that Whole Foods isn't going to continue their suit against the guy that went in there, got a cake, put fag on it, and then said that they did it to him. Try to get money. They're just going to let people pull that type of stuff on them because they're liberal. It's more social justice warrior stuff. They don't want to, you know, discourage doing that. Just don't do it to Whole Foods. Do it to the mom and pop bakery. I'm not out to get Whole Foods, but, you know, I'm sick of these social justice warriors and their false flags. I've almost never seen a case where they didn't stage it. And that's the type of stuff that goes on. Now, I want to go to Manny and Mash, then John in Ohio. Then we'll go to Victor, Frank, and Dave, and others. There's a bunch of callers here. Let's go ahead now and go to Manny and Mash. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Pleasure to speak with you. I try to keep this short and sweet. Okay, so basically what I wanted to put out there was the supposed most transparent president in U.S. history has we the people bound by 19 executive orders that are hidden from us. Now, what I want to get your take on is how do you see that in light of where we're at now with all the elections and everything going on? How do you
see that? Well, that's right. I think more than 19 of his executive orders are secret, and the summaries on some of them are like for any emergency, including economic, total martial law, Congress suspended for 6 months, President Obama as supreme leader. And the Republicans have given him authority over the economy to the next president as well to spend any money they want and not have to go get authorization from Congress. So the entire season, the entire atmosphere is one of dictatorial power. It's unprecedented.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. But the second part I wanted to bring up to that was, do you see those possibly being Obama's keys to the possible implementation of Sharia law here in this country?
Sure. I mean, I don't think we're there yet. They're going to bring in tens of millions more Muslims from radical areas that can't even get along with each other in their own countries. They're going to bring in the invaders from all over the Middle East that came into Syria, allow them to go into Turkey, into Europe, into the U.S., then set them up, give them more welfare than citizens, more than Social Security recipients. That's in the Associated Press. And just set them up as a protected class. Then we'll all have to comply with them, or we're hate mongers, just like Europe's doing. So that's really the long slide. Now, Europe's further along. They brought in 5 million the last couple of years. And so in Europe, they are being put under Sharia law in many cities. Many cities, are like Paris, are no-go areas in most areas for Europeans. Anybody else is acceptable. But you know, the left has combined forces to create racism for divide and conquer. So then the national state can come in and basically have martial law or a civil emergency permanently to protect all the other subgroups from the incompatible Muslims that months before were murdering everyone around them in the Middle East. So this is a designed takedown of Europe. It's a military operation. It's going very, very well, devastating Europe. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more call. Let's talk to Dave in PA. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got the Hillary for President T-shirt. Just love it. Boy, do I get some looks from a lot of people when I wear that out. But the reason why I'm calling you there, Alex, here earlier on Best Common Sense Coalition program, a gentleman caller called in and said something about that slimy little creature, Newt Gingrich, wanting to be Donald Trump's vice president.
That has been admitted. That has been admitted, and I don't like the idea. Look, he sees the tea leaves. He's a smart globalist, and he wants to attach himself to Trump. And Trump's being friendly, but I think that's a very, very bad move. I wouldn't like that. What do you say?
Not that slimy little creature.
Well, I mean, he is a globalist who poses as a conservative, but the folks know his real record. He's dangerous. What do you think?
It's just another one of them rhinos, you know? It's like we got to get rid of these people that have caused the problems and correct the problems because these people should be taken and brought up on treason charges for what they've done to this country.
Absolutely. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Thank you, Dave. More calls straight ahead.
Thank
Third
you
hour.
For listening to GCN.
70 seconds out at InfoWars.com. Please spread the
word. Visit GCNLive.com today.